Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did. Really glad, because we got a special guest back on the show. Someone who's one of my favorite people on the planet and a great American. He's a former member of Congress, former presidential candidate, former governor of the great state of Delaware. And now he's the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, an organization, ncpa.org, that I've been telling you about for a long time, even before the governor became a member of our brain trust many years ago. And it's Governor Pete DuPont, and I'm so happy to have him back. Governor, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thanks for having me on again.
It's good to have you back, and I really wish you had become president.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
America would have been a better place if you had been president. But the bad news is if you were president, you wouldn't be on my show. You'd probably, you'd be off saving the world or something somewhere else, like Bush and Clinton are.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe former presidents would require you to pay.
Maybe. Exactly. That's how it works.
Yeah. I don't know how former presidents
anyway,
work.
We're glad you're here, as always. And Governor, I'd like your very skillful perspective on the political gyrations of what's going on in the healthcare debate right now. I back in the summer, I mean, I've always, I'm not naive about Washington at all, but back in the summer, I wrote an article about what, when I started realizing that the debate was starting to not be about healthcare at all, and it was starting to just be about politics. And I warned people. I said, when it gets to that point, then it's going to get very, very dangerous, because they're talking about taking over 1/6 of our economy, and they're going to be takeover is going to be based on the whims of politicians, and not on leadership, not on true reform, not on the real problem, but only on politics. And Governor, I think we're in that dangerous zone right now. What do you think?
Well, you've got some good perspective. One of the things that makes me a little uneasy is the new healthcare bill is going on, the negotiations are going on behind closed doors.
Locked doors, I understand.
Locked doors, exactly. And that makes me a little uneasy. They're trying to put together a bill because they had a very hard time in the Senate when they got going on it to start with.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to put together a bill that really puts the government in charge of everything. Rather than allowing people to kind of assess their own health situation, decide what they need in policies, and sign up where they want to sign up, they're going to put a plan together that has the government running it all. And they've got, in that bill, they've got the enormous fees they're putting on healthcare insurance companies.
Give us some examples.
Well, healthcare insurance companies are almost $7 billion.
How are those fees going to be? I mean, what are they based on?
They're simply based on the fact that they need some money.
Oh, so this is basically a confiscation, not any kind of logic, not any kind of physical logic. It's just, we need money.
Well, some of the fiscal logic, I think, is the feeling of the administration that healthcare insurance companies ought to be penalized a bit.
Demonizing businesses. I don't like this.
Yeah, the demonizing businesses is exactly the way to put it. So they got almost $7 billion there. The medical device producers, a $4 billion fee. Drug manufacturers, a little over $2 billion. Clinical labs, just under $1 billion. Mm-hmm. All these are built in. First, to get some revenues, of course, but secondly, just to make sure the government's really in charge, because you get these sections of the government paying this much money, And the government's going to be able to tell them what to do and when to do it.
Does this include the tax on apparatus and things like that on devices?
Yes.
The $7 billion, that includes, or however much it is, that includes the tax on devices and things?
Yes, okay. Actually, the $4 billion, that includes the tax on devices, yep.
All right.
And then there's tucked in there a little economic penalty, $750, $1,000, maybe up to $2,000 on people who don't buy health insurance.
And that's just for openers. That's just table stakes,
right?
We don't know. once they establish the mechanism to charge you $750, which might not sound like a lot to you folks, then never mind the $750. The mechanism is the danger.
And of course, once you put the government in charge of something, it just expands over time.
Exactly.
So then they've got a.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We got a lot more stuff to come, folks. We're so happy, so fortunate to have Governor Pete DuPont to help us sort some of this out, folks. Most of the things we're talking about is irrespective of whether you're for or against this. We're in a dangerous period. 20 tails. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We've got something you can do there. And so go, hang out there for a while at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that when you get there, too. That's free. It'll come every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. We're very excited and very privileged to have Governor Pete DuPont back on the show. He's chairman of NCPA.org, National Center for Policy Analysis. And we're talking about the health care debate. It's starting to be, the debate is heating up, folks. And what Governor DuPont was just talking to us about is the ugly part. This is the sausage-making part, isn't it, Governor?
It is, absolutely. And it's confidential sausage-making.
Yeah, it's behind-closed-door sausage-making. And so what we've got is and folks, there's such... What frightens me the most, Governor, about right now, is there's such a political imperative to get a bill this year.
Golly,
we've got to get a bill. That kind of attitude, folks. I don't care. I'm going to propose that you could be the staunchest proponent of health care reform, wanting it. You know, whereas I don't want it. I mean, I don't like any of this stuff that's going on. But you could be on the other side of the pendulum from me, the other side of the issue from me, and still you'd have to believe that the way they're going about this is dangerous for our future, Governor. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to control health care for all of us, but more importantly, it's going to raise the cost that businesses, the health care costs that businesses can give to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw in the New York Times yesterday's newspaper, small businesses have seen premiums go up about 15% for next year.
Yep.
Well, that's before the government's even gotten into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, for example, it's tucked away in the bill that they're negotiating behind closed doors. There's the 40% excise tax on companies that offer health care plans that cost more than $8,000 for a person.
The tax on Cadillac plans.
Exactly. So they're taxing plans they think are too big. They're putting in huge requirements about what health care plans have to contain.
The mandates. And see, this is where the states have gotten into trouble. This is the reason why the insurance is so expensive in states like New York and others, is because the state legislature mandated what a policy must have, and the price went through the roof.
Oh, and there's hundreds of things state legislators put in them. You got to do this, you got to do that.
See, here's the thing, Governor, that amazes me. There are 5 states in this country that have already gone down this road, and those programs have failed. We've got Europe, we've got Canada, we've got England. There are so many examples of where this has been tried and it has basically failed. Why are we doing this as if we don't know, can't learn from anybody else?
Well, we seem to be we seem to be moving in the direction of Europe and England and Canada. We're becoming more government-focused.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you see that the Massachusetts has the old Romney bill, which was a health government health care program put in when he was governor, and it's a financial disaster. It's costing them an enormous amount, and they're talking about raising doctor's fees and regulating
and
doctors.
And one of the reasons why it's a disaster is because, and Governor Romney said this, the legislature wouldn't pass it unless they made him put back in to the bill the mandates.
Exactly right.
See, he stripped the mandates out, was trying to make it just be a basic policy, and that's what his numbers were based on. But when they put the mandates back in, that made it where it never had a chance.
We'd be far better off from a government perspective if we helped lower income people with some resources to buy the health insurance that they wanted.
Right.
Rather than have government run the health insurance and set the prices. So I think we're going to have a tough time, but I think the bill's going to come out from behind those closed doors maybe in another week.
Is it going to pass?
Well, it's certainly going to pass the House.
Yep.
And the Senate, of course, they need the 60 votes, and I think they're up to 58, 59.
Wow.
So we're lucky we're not serving in the Senate just now. That'd be a tough thing.
Yeah, that's the truth. One thing real quick, here's an idea that I have, Governor. Why can't we have a program where if the government wants to control something, let's give them this. Let's have them pass a federal law that everyone in America has to buy health insurance, a basic policy somewhere. It's come up with a kind of a low entry point, kind of a policy. Everybody is required, the way you and I have to buy car insurance.
Sure.
The way I have to have life insurance if I get a loan from my bank for my business. So let's make everybody do that. Make it a federal law, and people who can't afford it gets a credit. And then when that happens, then the insurance companies would have a lot more business. They'd be able to be more competitive with their prices. It would spread the risk over the entire population. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think that's part of the thinking behind those closed doors.
But the government wouldn't be there's no public option.
Oh, exactly.
There's no competition from the government. It would strictly be marketplace solutions.
Well, that would be far better than what they're doing. As soon as you put the government in the business of giving health care, a lot of people are going to say, well, what the heck? Why should I buy a policy? Let's just take whatever the government's
right.
giving me.
Right.
And it's going to get more and more expensive, and the cost's going to go higher and higher.
And it's politics now, folks, and that's the most dangerous time. We're entering a very, very dangerous period. When we come back, there's another issue out there that's kind of dangerous. It's kind of sort of below the radar just a little bit with all the healthcare stuff, but it's equally dangerous, and that's the cap-and-trade issue, the energy issue. We'll talk about that with Governor Pete DuPont right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Governor Pete DuPont is our good friend and our guest. He is the chairman of the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Governor, tell us about it.
Oh, NCPA does largely healthcare work. John Goodman put NCPA together years ago. He's the president of it, and he's written half a dozen books about how healthcare should work.
He's the father of health savings accounts.
Yes, he is, and he is just so worried about the healthcare bill he sees going through the House and the Senate. He says, you know, they got it put together all wrong. People ought to have the choices, and then there ought to be a market, not a government program. So. But we work on taxes, we work on all kinds of things.
Including global warming, and that's another dangerous thing going on right now, right? With the cap-and-trade bill.
There's hardly any global warming. We got one-third of a degree Fahrenheit per decade that the globe is warming.
Well, hasn't the last decade hasn't it cooled in the last decade?
And in the last decade, it's cooled, but you look over...
100 years?
Over 10 or 12 decades, and you find a very small increase. So global warming is really an effort, I think, by European governments who've done it and the American government thinking about doing it, of getting a government in control, just like we were talking about.
But it's also about making the United States leveling the playing field, because Europe can't compete with us. They've got so much socialistic structures over there. They cannot compete with the United States because they've got high unemployment, they got low growth, they got horrible entrepreneurship. There's almost no entrepreneurship over there at all. It's not in their their system to promote entrepreneurship. And so I'm convinced, and I believe this with every fiber of my being, Governor, that the cap and trade bills in the United States are nothing more than a way of making the United States less competitive economically.
Oh, I think you're right on the mark. And that is something that they would very much like to do. They put their cap and trade bills together with various limits on how much carbon dioxide can be generated. And, of course, they haven't lived up to their standards.
Is there going to be a cap and trade bill signed into law this year?
I think so. I think I think the Kerry bill is really the Kerry Boxer bill, mm-hmm. so that we can take something with us to Copenhagen in December when there's going to be the global warming meeting. But and I think it's moving along very quickly in the Senate.
Yeah.
And of course
it's flying under the radar of all the dust from the healthcare system, isn't it?
Oh, exactly right, and of course the Waxman-Markey bill passed the House earlier. So if they get one through the Senate, they can have the conference. They can put together this total control, and it's going to raise the cost of energy. It's going to raise the cost of gasoline.
Yep.
It's just going to be a much higher expense, and it's going to put the government in charge of regulating everything we do in our lives.
You exhale carbon, ladies and gentlemen, and carbon has already become identified as a dangerous gas.
Yes, and
carbon monoxide.
Yes, and it's part of
the EPA recent this year.
Correct.
And so, folks, I'm telling you, from the air you breathe. I mean, we've always joked about the government taxing our air, our oxygen, we take in. But now they're going to talk about regulating the expiration of air from our lungs. And, folks, I know you think I'm being silly, but I'm not. This is real, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely real. And what you're seeing is a takeover, an expansion of the federal government to run things such as global warming, such as health care. Taxes are going to go up, so the government has more resources to do this and that. I mean, we're moving in a very different direction than we have been in the past. And President Obama campaigned on all this.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing exactly what he said.
We can't blame him. He's doing what he said he would do.
Exactly right. He's very honest about it.
Yep. But, Governor, one of the things that I'm disappointed about is that the American businesses have done a tremendous thing over the last 20 years of lowering their carbon footprint per dollar of output, per dollar of GDP. And even though we're the largest polluter, have the largest carbon footprint of any other country in the world, we also produce more than any other country in the world.
Much more.
And so you can't talk about the entire amount. You have to talk about units of output. And when you compare us to other countries, I believe we're way ahead of them.
I think we are ahead of them. And the thing that the Waxman-Markey bill that passed the House, when you look at what it does, it regulates energy, wages, imported goods, companies, states, cities, buildings, snowmobiles, lawnmowers, I mean, the whole thing. And the government's going to be in charge of all of this, and that's going to be a huge problem.
Folks, we got to pay attention. This is dangerous. We're in dangerous times right now. The next 2 months, very dangerous. Governor DuPont, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Governor DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.